Arizona, Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell, on AM 1330, The Jolt.
Welcome to On the Menu Live, dishing out the latest buzz on the local restaurant and entertainment scene. And now, to help you get ready for the weekend in style, here's your host, Matt Russell.
And happy Culinary Thursday once again to all my favorite foodies across Southern Arizona. Matt Russell here from Russell Public Communications as we're jumping and jiving here at the intergalactic headquarters of KJLL AM 1330, The Jolt. Hey, to all of my friends that are listening out on the radio, as well as to all of our foodies across the nation, nay, across the world, who are listening via streaming audio on TucsonsJolt.com. It's always fascinating to me that we have listeners all over the world. We had a listener from the Philippines text me recently, learning all about the great things that are happening here in the Tucson culinary scene. We've got listeners from Montana and Tennessee and Oklahoma and New York and Virginia. So it's not just our Tucson listeners. It's people all over the world that are tuning in here every Thursday at 5 to get all of the hot news on what's going on here in the Tucson culinary landscape. And what a glorious day this is here in Tucson, Arizona. You know, if you were following me on Twitter, you would know that the one, the only Rocco DeGracia from Rocco's Little Chicago is going to be here for the full second half hour of the show. And you're going to know that he is going to be giving away a gift card. You will be his guest for lunch or dinner at Rocco's if you call in and answer the trivia question. If you were following me on Twitter, you would have known that, and you're listening now. If you're not following me on Twitter, you should be, and my Twitter handle is PRCEO, twitter.com/PRCEO. Well, it is a distinct honor and a distinct privilege to welcome back to the KJLL studios my celebrity co-host for this week, the tailgate titan himself, Mr. Kirk Jensen, is in the house.
Thank you, Matt. Love to be back here once again. It's always a pleasure, let me tell you.
Well, it's always good to have you here.
Especially when you bring in, like, you know, great restaurants in the second half.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to a little pie, maybe. Who knows? Some wings. I don't know what he's got, but we'll soon find out.
I was going to know. I don't think that our listeners need any education in that regard, because they know, and we have great owners and great chefs of restaurants. They always bring in samples for us to try, and I wish this was scratch and sniff radio, because the aromas that are beginning to fill up the studio here of some great pizza and some great wings. I hope we'll be able to put this off for another few minutes, Kirk.
Yeah, I think we're gonna.
Anyway,
just barely.
Hey, you know,
we're cooking a menu.
Our listeners
like
know that, you know, you can't just put a show together on the fly. You got to take a little bit of time to plan exactly what you're going to do for the hour of the show. And Kirk, you and I have a tradition. Every time you're a co-host, we always go to the famous
Contiki,
the Contiki Lounge, fine Polynesian dining and cocktails, and we had a chance to put our show together there at the Contiki this afternoon, and we're very well served.
Oh yes, of course. Gio always takes care of us.
Gio is the server du jour,
and she'll be there till 10, folks. So just make sure you get the opportunity to go over and see her. Fantastic place to go visit.
Yeah.
And also, you know, Matt, you got to make mention, you know, Contiki just did something recently. They haven't done it in about 20 years.
Yeah, they actually lit up the torches for the first time in 20 years. They had the Contiki Relights the Night event. Hundreds of people turned out, a bonfire in the parking lot, setting the Tucson fire codes on level 3 alert. It was a great, great evening.
Yeah.
But Gio looked a little lonely. She might need some visitors to come in and say hello to her. So
yep.
Again, Gio is working at the Contiki on Broadway, just west of Swan, until 10 o'clock tonight. So you're a titan of tailgating, Kirk Jensen. What does someone like you do in the off season to prepare for the big fall tailgate season?
Well, you know, spring, of course, is the perfect season for barbecuing, because it leads right into summer. We got a great summer ahead of us. Well, you got to prep. So you got to figure out new things to make and everything else along those lines. I mean, you know, Tucson's known for the snoring dogs. We've had battles in the past. You've seen it all before. All the great things. And our tailgate slogan has always been, bacon makes everything better.
Oh, indeed.
So we wrap the peppers with bacon, stuff them with shrimp and cheese, and then we wrap the hot dogs with bacon. Can't compete with the guys, you know, down south, you know. I mean, the snoring dogs here are incredible.
Award-winning.
We do a good job. You know, we make wings. We do all the other good things. But, you know, every year you got to come up with something new, something fun, something exciting. And recently I've been kind of hanging out at this facility called Daglio's.
Daglio's Cheesesteaks and Hoagies.
One of my favorite places, I must say.
Absolutely.
Been hanging out at Daglio's, going in there a little bit. And the owner there, Chuck Stepani, great guy, given us the opportunity where we talked about a couple different things, because, you know, when you go to Daglio's, you're not going to really, you get bacon, of course, they have bacon for other things and everything, but we were talking about how can you make it like an Italian dog, something fun and exciting. So they've been kind of playing around with it. The guys in the back there, Justin, you know, all those guys, they've been working on this. They've taken capicola, they're frying it up on the grill, they deep fry a hot dog, roll it up, add peppers, you know, Italian peppers and everything on top of this bun.
Oh my gosh.
Fantastic. So that might be something next year that we might, you know, incorporate to our tailgates.
Well, it's kind of funny that you mentioned that, Kirk Jensen, because, you know, this radio show hits everybody, and it's my understanding, Mark, who's operating the board today, that Chuck Stoppani from Daglio's is actually on the line. Chuck, are you with us?
You got it. How you doing, Matt?
Hey,
how you doing, Kirk?
We're doing good, Matt.
We're doing great. You know, I tell you, it's always so nice to talk to you, Chuck, during a week when the Orioles actually beat the Yankees. Hello, Chuck. Are you with us? Hello. Is this thing on?
I got an update. 2-0 in the third.
Oh, I just walked into that one. Well, you know, we're looking for 2 out of 3, but it's always good to hear from you, Chuck Stoppani, about Daglio's. Kirk's telling us about getting ready for the fall season tailgating, and he's looking like you guys are putting your heads together over Daglio's to come up with some great dog combinations. What's going on over there?
Yeah, we're trying out an Italian dog. I think it's going to work out pretty well with our Italian Capricola. We wrap it up with the hot dogs. We bring in hot dogs from upstate New York, Rochester and Buffalo, and we've been wrapping them up with the Capricola, put a little sweet and hot peppers on that thing. It's unbelievable.
And so are you using these, you know, people are saying when you're thinking about back east hot dogs, back east, you know, New York hot dogs is the Salen brand. Are you using Salen hot dogs over there at Daglio's?
Yeah, we got the Salen hot dogs from Buffalo. We got Zweigel White Hots in from Rochester, New York.
Oh, man. That's got to be the only place in Tucson, last I checked, that's got the White Hots.
It is.
Oh, man. So you're rocking it over there. That's fantastic. And I got Rocco DeGrazia here from Rocco's Little Chicago. And, you know, I feel like a Chicago-New York thing is just about to happen. We're gonna give Rocco some equal time here in the second half hour of the show. But anyway, what's going on, Daglio's, this weekend?
We are, we're going to have our second annual Kentucky Derby hat contest. If you want to bring your wife down, girlfriends, sisters, mothers, daughters, we'll be fashioning our Kentucky Derby hats, drinking mint juleps.
Beautiful.
Enjoying a beautiful day at the Derby.
Yep. Now, I got to make mention, folks, if you haven't been to Daglio's, let me tell you, it is probably one of the cleanest, nicest sports facilities. I mean, they've got flat screens everywhere. Nice bar section for, you know, the adults' beverages area and, you know, and a very kid-friendly sign on the other side. And the menu is fantastic. I mean, outside of the dogs that we're talking about, the cheese steaks are great, too.
But. Oh, yeah. We actually had our family in there on Saturday catching up with some old friends from high school. And as everybody knows, Daglio's is sort of the unofficial reunion destination point for everybody that graduated from Saguaro High School. And that includes Chuck Stoppani and myself. Kirk, you're probably an honorary Saguaro grad by now, aren't you?
I don't know about that. My wife is a Spino grad, so I got to be careful about that. So.
Oh, that did you have to say that?
I did. I know.
Anyway, Chuck, it's good to talk to you. You know, you say 2-0 in the third. I feel the O's can come back. We'll be watching that game as soon as we get off the air. But anyway, we'll be seeing you at Daglio's Cheesesteaks and Hoagies on Pantano soon.
Hey, sounds great. Give Rocco a shout out for me, and I love his pie. So.
Oh, right on. Isn't that nice? A little, you know, you'd think there'd be a rivalry, but there's this civility here in the culinary community.
There is.
Chuck Stoppani, always a great hero in this town. Thanks again for calling in.
Yeah. The only problem that I have with Daglio's, not really a problem, Matt, is the fact that it's New York bar, New York Yankee bar.
Right.
You being a Baltimore Oriole guy, I'm being a Boston Red Sox guy. I mean, come on.
All right. So at least the two of us have something in common. We can hate Chuck on a regular basis when it comes to his baseball loyalties, but no one does a better cheesesteak in town.
This is true.
We also quickly want to give a shout-out to the Arizona Daily Star. They're doing a food fight this month, and if all of our listeners know what their favorite Indian food deli or Indian food item is, the favorite Indian restaurant and Indian food item, you need to go on to azstarnet.com/food and let them know, because they're going to tabulate the votes and report back to us on what the best Indian food entree is. I'm a sucker for a great lamb vindaloo or a great chicken makhni, but if you want to go to azstarnet.com/food, let them know what you think your favorite food item is on the Indian side of things. We're going to help report those results when they come in. Hey, Kirk Jensen.
Yes, sir.
We're coming up to my favorite segment of the show.
Which would be?
This would be the wine of the week.
Oh.
And the lovely Yvonne Fouché from Catavinos Wine Shop and Tasting Room.
You know, you can't go throughout life without a little bit of wine.
You can't do it. And there's only one person in here in this town who really can bring the magic and the mystery and the wisdom and the wonder of wine to us at an incredibly affordable price. Her name is Yvonne Fouché. Yvonne, welcome back to On the Menu Live.
Oh, you're too kind, Matt. How you doing today?
I'm doing great. You know, I'm interested to know, you know, what kind of wine you would pair up with this great Chicago pie we're looking at. And, a Malbec is a wonderfully diverse kind of a varietal. And I know you're going to be doing a Malbec. I think a Malbec tasting this weekend. But before we get to that, I want you to reveal for the first time this week for all of our listeners, Yvonne Fouché, what is the wine of the week this week?
Well, odd that you should mention that, but we are featuring a Malbec.
Hey,
go figure.
Ding, 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 ding.
Exactly. This week, I've got the Umberto Canale Malbec Intimo out of Patagonia, Argentina.
Ooh, Argentina.
Yes, it's a beautiful wine. It sells for $12.99 here in the shop. And the beautiful thing about this is it's from Patagonia, whereas most of the Malbecs that we're seeing coming out of Argentina are coming out of Mendoza.
Exactly.
So this is much farther south, which gives it a little bit different of a flavor profile, which is part of the reason that I'm featuring it. So it's going to be a little more dense and a little have a little more body to it and just a little bit more of that rusticness to it, which is almost back to how the French had it. It's a cross between the French and the typical Mendoza.
Yeah, and that's the kind of, you know, the platform that I'm looking at in a Malbec is that kind of style, which is just sort of distinct from sort of the pedestrian, the more typical kinds of Malbecs. And, you know, you say $12.99, Yvonne, and I keep shaking my head every time we talk to you on the radio. That's not a typo here. Our listeners heard it correctly. Yvonne Fouché at Catavinos Wine Shop and Tasting Room stocks more than 350 premium wines at her store, and there's not one bottle of wine in your entire shop that's over $15.
That's correct. And we really dig them out. And this one was a tough find, but I felt really lucky when I got it. And it's just such a beautiful example of a Malbec. It's got like that sweet black fruit flavors. There's a little bit of chocolate in it, a little bit of vanilla. It's got the typical plummy flavors that is known for the Malbec. So this is just a stellar example.
So this is just a stand-up Malbec. Is it the Umberto Canale? Is that it?
Umberto Canale, and it's the Intimo specifically.
The Intimo specifically, so
yes.
You can get that wine at Catavinos Wine Shop and Tasting Room for only $12.99, and Yvonne, you're located at 3063 North Alvernon, just south of Fort Lowell. When you're thinking about this particular Malbec, Yvonne, what kinds of food pairings are coming to mind? What kind of entrees or appetizers are going to be nice to pair with this particular wine?
You know, that's the interesting thing about Malbec. Malbec is so versatile. It's absolutely incredible. Now, obviously, Argentina is red ranching country, red meat country.
Right.
So it always goes well with that. But it also goes with spicy foods like Mexican foods and Cajun or Indian. It goes well with that. It goes great with tomato-based Italian foods.
Oh.
It goes
oh.
with chicken wings, oh. sausage, pizza.
What? Here, Rocco is sitting here nodding up and down because we're about to dive into some great Chicago pizza and wings. And gosh, if we only had a bottle of that Malbec here.
I think we need samplers next time, man.
Oh, samplers. I'm going to take care of that. That's in my court on that.
I think you know, we know where to find her, too.
So what okay. what kinds of other wines are you going to be featuring in your wine tasting tonight, Friday, and Saturday night over there at Catavinos?
Well, this week it's nothing but Malbecs. And what we're doing is we're showing all the different styles of Malbecs. And, and they all range from $9.99 to $14.99. We're starting off with that beautiful Rosé of Malbec that's by Susan Balboa, which
beautiful.
We featured a few weeks back.
Love that wine.
And then we're moving on to the red varietals. But this is just, it's all about Malbecs. And, you know, the people in the United States started really catching on to Malbecs a few years ago. They're getting really excited about it. It's becoming a great popular wine here, and it's just time that we just focus on it and let everybody see what all the talk's about.
Amen, sister. Well, I tell you what a lot of the talk about is here on the streets of Southern Arizona is these great wine tastings that you are hosting Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. Taste a flight of six wines that have been lovingly and intentionally produced for you, the customer, to come in by Yvonne Fouché. The flight tasting is only $10, but if you buy a bottle of wine, at least one bottle of wine, and take it with you that night, she's going to drop that price down to $8. There's no better deal. You craft it up with some great artisan cheeses. So Yvonne, thank you as always for the public service that you provide to this community and helping us to make informed wine decisions in this in these troubled economic times.
Well, thank you, Matt, and you go ahead and you just enjoy that meal you're about to have.
Oh, thank you so much. We'll save you some.
Oh.
Yvonne,
great
to talk to you. Yvonne Fouché, she's just one of the best in the business. We just love Yvonne.
Let me tell you, I mean, you go down there, selection is glorious.
Absolutely.
You walk in there. Yeah, it is.
It's wonderful.
Tremendous.
We're going to take a very, very short commercial break, and when we return, we're going to shift the conversation from wine to tequila and Cinco de Mayo. Stick around.
Discover a warm, intimate, and inviting hideaway in Midtown Tucson where you can meet people and explore new wines. At Catavinos Wine Shop and Tasting Room, located on Alvernon Way, just south of Fort Lowell, we offer more than 350 premium wines from all over the world, all priced under $15 a bottle. Each week, our wine tastings will give you the opportunity to sample a flight of wines alongside some delicious artisan cheeses. And our tasting room is the ideal venue for your next private party or special event. We also stock the latest wine accessories for making the most out of your wine experience. Finding a great bottle of wine for $30 is easy, but discovering a wonderful wine for less than $15 is an art. Let us do the work for you. Catavinos Wine Shop and Tasting Room on Alvernon, just south of Fort Lowell. Come see us today or give us a call at 323-3063. That's 323-3063.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. This is Matt Russell from Russell Public Communications alongside my celebrity co-host of the week, Mr. Kirk Jensen.
Thank you.
Tailgater extraordinaire.
Let me tell you, the smooth is starting to just wafer through this office. I'm just dying here.
We're gonna have this great tequila segment. I don't know if you can pair up tequila with Chicago pie, but if anyone can do it, you can do it, Kirk.
I'd definitely do it. That's the problem. I'd probably end up doing it, and it'd be too much fun.
Anyway, we're always excited to talk about Cinco de Mayo because the 5th of May is just right around the corner, and there's no better way to celebrate Cinco de Mayo in Southern Arizona, and that is going to be at the second annual Agave Fest at the Hotel Congress. And who better to tell us everything that's going on than the master mixologist, the beverage director at the Hotel Congress, and Maynard's Market and Kitchen, the man himself, Aaron DeFeo. Welcome back to On the Menu Live.
Hey, Matt. It's great to be back.
Always great to talk to you, my friend. I mean, every time I spend time with you, whether it's in the on the courtyard of Maynard's or if it's over in the plaza at Hotel Congress or whether you're mixing it up for a competition, I learn so much from talking to you. Plus, I get a chance to sample some things that I normally wouldn't have a chance to sample. But you're going to be providing just that experience and that opportunity for all of our viewers coming up on May 5th. What's going on with this Agave Fest?
Well, Matt, it started off innocently enough last year as just a tequila tasting, and there are some really great artisan tequilas that get overlooked. A lot of the restaurants around town, as a lot of chain restaurants have pretty standard fare.
Yep.
You see a bottle of Jose Cuervo on everybody's shelf, and people have come to associate tequila with that type of drinking experience.
It's a tragedy.
A college night of 18 shots and passing out under the table, and really it has become so much more than that, and it deserves a place amongst some of the best scotches and brandies and whiskeys in the world.
Absolutely.
As a sipping and mixing spirit. So that's how we started off last year, with a pretty subdued tasting, which blew up. We had about 125 people there for this tequila tasting.
Wow.
And we're not expecting that many, but this year we've gone to a whole new level. We're doing this out on the new Congress Plaza. There's going to be representatives from pretty much every distributor in Southern Arizona pouring some tequilas. We've got, I think, 46 different varieties this year. Which is
46 different. Now, I'll share with my viewers or with my listeners that I was actually selected as a celebrity judge event. Now, does that mean, Aaron DeFeo, that I have to try 46 kinds of tequila?
No.
I hope to see that. I want to see Matt just. Yeah.
The judging. What you're very fortunate this year because you don't have to taste 46, but you're going to taste probably nine. You're going to sample about nine different tequilas. You're going to do three Blanco, three Reposado, and three Añejo, and based on a certain tasting format that you'll have, you'll rate them 1 through 5 on different qualities, and then we're going to determine a winner in each category. And, of course, this will be blind, so you won't know what you're tasting until the end.
It's probably going to be blind no matter what after tasting all these tequilas.
Nine of them? Are
so
you serious?
People that are coming to this event, they're actually going to be able, for only about $20 or so, they're going to be able to enjoy some of this tequila themselves?
Yeah, absolutely. For $20, they can enjoy 10 tastes of any of the tequilas they choose. Obviously, there's some of, I mean, it's kind of a crapshoot for them. They go in, they can, if they, you know, they pick something really high end, you could have 10 shots of really, really high end tequila.
Wow.
Or you could have 10 of, you know, mix and match. It really is up to you. I mean, it's their choice.
Right.
And they can keep re-upping if they want. They can buy another tasting and they can taste 10 more.
Now, Aaron, also, did you have to do a lot of homework to decide exactly which tequilas you wanted to showcase at this event?
Oh yeah, lots of tasting, lots of homework. You know, it wasn't all paperwork, but you know, in the end, I do actually have to do quite a bit of research on each tequila. Everyone who attends will receive a booklet that'll explain all the tasting characteristics of each tequila. It'll have a rating if it's rated. It'll have that rating, plus it'll have my own personal rating of the tequila, where I think it falls in the spectrum. So there's some really good information to be had, and we're also going to be showcasing our line of infusions that we do at the hotel and at Maynard's Market. We do things like cucumber, rosemary, strawberry, vanilla. These are all things we infuse right into a Blanco or Reposado tequila to kind of give it that essence of those ingredients without having to muddle them in every time we make a drink.
Absolutely. Yeah, bartenders don't like to muddle on a busy Saturday night, but I know your folks do, and you do it proudly. Let me ask you this. In addition to tasting the tequilas neat, you're actually going to be doing a cocktail competition there as well.
Absolutely.
Talk to us about that.
You'll be kind of part of that as a judge. What we're doing is we had a little mixologist mix off a few weeks ago at the hotel with some local restaurants. Sullivan's was there, Fire and Spice, Sheraton, Arizona Pizza Company, Risky Business.
Right on.
A bunch of places like that. They all competed. And we're going to invite him back with a few extra additions. I think somebody from Jonathan's is going to be there.
Oh, great.
Nice.
We're going to have Kieran Wise from Maynard's is going to participate. And basically, it's an Iron Chef type competition where I'm going to provide a table of fresh ingredients and all the stuff they need, and I'm going to put down one ingredient, and every mixologist is going to have 10 minutes to make a drink using that ingredient, and they're going to get judged.
And they're not going to know what the ingredient is until right before the competition begins.
Correct.
Oh, this is exciting. This is going to be exciting. And, you know, maybe just whisper in our ear right now. No one's listening. Whisper in our ear. What's the secret ingredient?
No. Okay, I can't do that.
Oh, yeah, I
thought give that one away.
All right, we have about another minute left, Aaron. You're going to be following this great sort of cocktail extraordinaire with a tequila pairing dinner?
Yeah, over at Maynard's Market, there's going to be a three-course dinner for $30, which will, if you attend Agave Fest, you can get the pairings with that dinner for a penny. So you're really
So it's not $50 then. You don't have to bring $20 for the tastings and $30 for the dinner. So if it's
the dinner you can purchase on its own. But if you want the tequila paired with the dinner, you can get it for an extra $15.
$15. I just said penny.
Wow.
In addition, so $45 if you didn't attend Agave Fest.
What
but if you do attend Agave Fest, then you're essentially not paying for the tequila at all.
Man,
you just pay a penny.
Well, so we got these great tequila tastings, the cocktail competition, and this great tequila dinner. We got about 30 seconds left, Aaron. How can people find out more information about this? And better yet, how can they get tickets?
Well, it's pretty much all over the internet on every site, local wine events. It's on our website, www.hotelcongress.com. You can purchase tickets through that site. You can purchase tickets through Ticketmaster. You can also purchase them at the front desk of the hotel or at Maynard's Market. I think that's about it.
I think you've given everybody a chance to do it. Aaron DeFeo, always a pleasure to have you. I will see you Wednesday for an earth-shatteringly great time on Cinco de Mayo.
Thanks, Matt and Kurt. Appreciate it.
You betcha. We're going to take a quick CNN news break here at the bottom of the hour. And when we return, the man, the myth himself, Rocco DeGrazia from Rocco's Little Chicago, is here in the studio. We'll be right back.
CNN Radio, I'm Stan Case. Crews are racing to protect the Louisiana shoreline from a giant oil spill. Oil from an offshore well is expected to hit the coast within hours. Alabama Governor Bob Riley says his coastline is also threatened.
If we start getting southerly winds, then we're probably going to get it into the Alabama-Mississippi area.
Officials say the Mississippi and Florida coasts may also be hit. President Obama has begun one-on-one meetings with prospective Supreme Court nominees. A senior administration official says the president met Thursday with Federal Appeals Court Judge Sidney Thomas. The source acknowledges Obama is moving closer to a decision. There's merger talk in the airline industry. The Wall Street Journal reports United and Continental are expected to negotiate through the weekend and announce a deal on Monday. John Lennon's handwritten lyrics for A Day in the Life will be auctioned in June. Sotheby's expects the sales price to top $500,000. The most trusted name in news. This is CNN Radio.
I'm thinking bigger.
Well, it's almost... That's what I'm talking about. Let's go with it. There's this really big thing sales event at your Honda dealer right now, and you can get a very special lease on Honda's 5-star crash test rated CR-V Pilot or Odyssey. Don't miss the big savings on every Honda vehicle at the really big thing sales event at your Honda dealer.
Star ratings are part of the NHTSA, U.S. Department of Transportation, SaferCar.gov program. Models tested with standard side impact airbags.
Morning there, sir.
Hey, I want you to do a radio ad about GEICO's fast and easy claim service. Well, here's a list of things to talk about.
Goodness, lot to say here. 24/7 help with many claims settled in 48 hours, convenient auto repair express shops, outstanding emergency road service.
What if you sang a jingle or something?
Couldn't do that, sir. There's already a nice tune at the end of all my commercials.
There is?
Yeah, little guitar strum. Kind of goes like...
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Where's everyone meeting for the hottest dining, shopping, and nightlife in town? Main Gate Square, of course! Just west of the University of Arizona Main Gate on University Boulevard. A casual walk around the two-block square will take you to more than 50 of Tucson's most exciting restaurants, cafes, retailers, boutiques, and salons. Experience the best of international cuisine, including French, Thai, Greek, Indian, Irish, and a host of other restaurants representing virtually every corner of the globe. And when the sun goes down, Main Gate Square is the place to be for live music, dancing, wine and beer tastings, art exhibits, and other special events. And did I mention the shopping? Come see what all the buzz is about on University Boulevard between Park and Euclid. Visit www.maingatesquare.com to find out what awaits you today. By day or by night, there's always something here for everyone at Main Gate Square.
The biggest mistake in marketing and public relations is when people talk about what their products and services do, when they really should be talking about how they solve problems for their customers. That's what it takes to earn public trust in you and your organization. At Russell Public Communications, we work with clients all over the country to develop and implement effective PR strategies that earn their public's trust. Whether it's staging national press conferences, developing compelling and creative marketing campaigns, launching new products, or securing valuable media exposure, Russell Public Communications provides a depth of industry knowledge and real-world experience that is second to none. Find out how to put a Madison Avenue twist on your marketing campaign without leaving Tucson. Visit www.russellpublic.com or call us today at 232-9840. That's 232-9840. Russell Public Communications. Creative campaigns that connect, compel, and convert.
The Danish wine sensation Svend Wine has arrived in North America. Whether you're a devoted wine enthusiast or a casual wine drinker, enhance every wine experience with Svend Wine. Relying on European technology, Svend Wine maximizes the potential of every wine by aerating and decanting in one simple step. By circulating your wine through Svend Wine's patented helix, the wine's full potential is instantly realized. From your 1972 Chateau Lafite to your supermarket find, Svend Wine brings every bottle to life. There's no need to agonize over hours of decantation or grow frustrated with messy aerating devices. Simply attach Svend Wine to your bottle and taste the difference. Pick up your Svend Wine online at SvendWine.com. That's www.SvendWine.com. Svend Wine. Think outside the bottle.
Hello, Tucson. This is Melissa D'Arabian from $10 Dinners on the Food Network, and you're listening to On the Menu Live with my friend Matt Russell on AM 1330, The Jolt.
And we're back here enjoying some great food here on the menu live. This is Matt Russell from Russell Public Communications with my hungry and making his way through a plate of wings celebrity co-host, Mr. Kirk Jensen.
What?
We couldn't wait.
No wings. Not here yet. Not yet. Rocco's not. Oh, wait. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, Rocco's right in the house. But anyway, as all of our listeners know, the last Thursday of every month is our Tucson Originals Spotlight. And we have the honor and the privilege to bring into the studio people representing restaurants that are members of the Tucson Originals. You know, there's a reason why we call Southern Arizona the culinary capital of the Southwest. And there is a man here in the studio live who is a manifestation of that principle. He runs a place called Rocco's Little Chicago. His name is Rocco DeGrazia. Rocco, welcome to On the Menu Live.
Oh, thank you, sir. Nice to be here.
Nice of you to be here, and nice of you to bring some goodies, because...
goodies? Are you kidding me? These things are fantastic.
I don't even know where to start. But anyway, let's start...
Licking my fingers.
Let's start with Rocco's Little Chicago. Now, let me ask you something. I'm going to put you on the spot, Rocco.
Yes, sir.
You know, we put out a note on our Twitter, and again, if you're not following me on Twitter, you need to be, and my Twitter handle is PRCEO. Anyway, people responded to my question. When it comes to pizza crust, is it thick or is it thin? And Ann from Montana City, Montana says, thin. I would rather taste what is on it. Then again, if the crust is really good, I think thick is acceptable. Brad from Tucson says, very few places can pull off a decent thick crust, so most of the time I go for thin. You're going to be talking about that, Rocco. Eric from Tucson says, I'll be eating the real thing tomorrow. He's heading over to Chicago and trying it out. And then Don from Sorita says, thin. Chicago style is yummy, but I don't like filling up so much on dough. But you know what? You're here to demystify that thick pizza crust that is so uniquely Chicago is something that's just going to weigh you down after the third bite. Let's begin with pizza. What say you, Rocco DeGrazia?
Well, actually, Chicago had exclusively thin crust until the 50s, and then that's when the thick crust started coming.
Interesting.
And the dyed-in-the-wool Southsiders from Chicago will tell you the thin crust is the way to go, but, you know, the world-famous Chicago has the thick crust, and that's what a lot of people know.
So the south, so it's a south side, north side, Chicagolander kind of experience when
kind,
it comes to the za?
So like Cubs versus Sox?
Yeah, kind of, sort of, yeah.
So yeah. So authentic Chicago pizza is represented by both thick crust and thin crust.
That's true.
Okay, so, you know, I want you to sort of help answer this age-old question. What it takes to make a great pizza? People say it's the water. People say it's the cheese. People say, no, it's got to be the sauce. And, you know, I'm sure there's a little bit of, you know, yeses and noes and all of that, but what does it really take to manufacture the kind of a pizza that's going to keep bringing people back again and again, Rocco?
Well, to tell you the truth, it's the attention to detail. The water does have something to do with it, but, you know, we've worked up our recipes here in town, so we don't rely on recipes from back east that deal with whatever the pH and the alkalinity of the water is back there.
All right, so some people take their pizza entirely too seriously. You want to make a good pie, just make a good pie, for crying out
right.
loud.
That's right. Well, start with good stuff, work on it until it tastes like you like it, and then, you know, that's the kind you want to sell.
Way to go. Well, tell us a little bit about Rocco DeGrazia. How'd you get started in the food business?
I was making pizza when I was in high school, and then, you know, I went to college and stuff and moved out here, was going to be a grad student, and ended up making food again. So that's just the way the world work sometimes.
And we thank you. And are you originally from Chicago then?
I am.
As if the dialect wasn't a dead giveaway, Kirk?
Yeah, I know. You can't match that one. Sorry. It's fantastic, though.
You know, it kills me. People open these sort of, you know, themed bars and grills after these great restaurants or these great, you know, parts of the country, and they just don't sound the part. But, you know,
they don't fit it.
Everybody knows, you know, without profiling here. We don't want to profile on this show.
Yeah, no profile.
No profile on the show. You got an authentic Chicago experience at Rocco's.
Well, you guys got weird accents yourself. Right? I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, that's a couple of chicken wings will do to you. Or maybe it was the Navy grog at the Contiki.
You never know. One of those things.
So Rocco's, was it the kind of a setting that you wanted to put together to give the Chicagolanders here in Tucson a sense of home? Or what kind of things did you think about when you created the place that is Rocco's?
Well, first of all, I just wanted to feed them good food, and everything else just kind of fell into place. A lot of relatives sent us, you know, team shirts and posters, and we've gathered them up, and even customers bring me in. Somebody brought me in a Cubby Bear Lounge t-shirt, and we framed that. Nice. And you know, we got all kinds of stuff hanging on the wall.
So do you support both teams then in Chicago when it comes to baseball?
I gotta be on the fence here, because my wife is a North Sider and a Cubs fan, and I'm a South Sider. And
how do you guys get along?
We do our best.
We're like everybody else is. Yeah, that's how it is. Yep.
So we're gonna be talking about this a couple of times, but as if there were some listeners here that have never been to Rocco's Little Chicago, tell everybody where you're located.
We're 2707 East Broadway, north side of the street, between Tucson Boulevard and Country Club.
Now, Rocco, have you been there always?
Yeah, it's the only place we've ever been. We've been
how many years have you
almost
been there?
Almost 12
now.
Years. Wow.
It's years. Been 12 years already?
Yes, sir.
My goodness, time flies.
Man.
And I remember the days the doors opened at Rocco's and, you know, opening up a restaurant in this town. You know, it's got some fear. It's got some excitement. It's got some enthusiasm. It's got some restraint. You just laid it all out there, gave people what they wanted to have, and they've been coming back for more.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Right on.
We've got quite a cadre of dedicated customers that keep coming back.
So we're
talking pies, but you have other things. I'm eating these wings, and I'm looking at this delicious-looking appears to be a cookie.
My wife is responsible for all the baking, and we make cookies every day. We make chocolate chip, we make peanut butter, we make the oatmeal cookies. But we just won the food fight a couple weeks ago, and the Daily Star for the best chocolate chip cookies in
that's
town.
Right, that's right. We saw that, and everybody wants to flock over to Rocco's to get those chocolate chip cookies.
They've been. We're selling a couple Fantastic. Dozen a day every day.
Wow. Well, Kirk Jensen mentioned these wings, and you know, I've already started to make my way through. I think my third. And when I look at a wing, I look for, it's got to have a sort of a stand-up flavor. It's got to have a little bit of a spice. It's got to have almost a creamy texture to it, because you think of authentic buffalo wing, you got to have a little butter in there. Sorry, honey. Yes, my wife is listening, and I'm not allowed to have butter, Rocco. Mm-hmm. She doesn't let me eat butter. I don't know what it is.
This is, there's no, you can't see the butter in this.
So I'm eating these wings, and something's popping out at me, because, yeah, it's got that authentic flavor, but there's something interesting that's going on here that you've got to disclose. What's going on with these wings?
It's the love. It's got to be the love.
I don't believe it for a minute.
Not giving it up. And, you know, at our tailgates, we do a lot of wings. And I might have to just come over there and visit your facility a few times and eat a couple more of these so I can get some more flavors out of this, because there's some hidden stuff in here that are good. My cohort who does wings with me as well during the tailgates, D-Beck, I mean, we're going to have to go there. I'm telling you, David, if you're listening right now, we are going there to try these wings. These are fantastic.
These wings, and there's some fresh herbs. I'm going to give a little bit of the secret away. Not like I know it, but it's just sort of dusted with some fresh herbs. The texture is beautiful. It's got a beautiful color, a beautiful sheen to the wing. It's not overly crispy. It's not rubbery. I mean, in fact, you know, I've been traveling across the world tasting wings. I'm going to be in Buffalo in July tasting some great wings. But Rocco, these are fantastic, man.
Well, I'm glad you like
them. These are really, really good. All right, so what's behind door number two?
This is what we have. This would be our kitchen sink, which is like pretty much the everything pizza. It's a deep dish.
Oh my Holy goodness.
Goodness. Oh, my.
It's got the sauce on top like the true authentic Chicago pizza does.
The kitchen sink. Okay, so
so you bake the cheese underneath next to the dough? Or?
Yeah, it's dough, cheese, toppings, and sauce.
Everybody, all the Jolt employees here are now starting to hover around the studio, peering in. They can smell it. They can see it. So the sauce is on top.
Right.
And this thing has got to be 2 inches deep. I mean,
it's
this
an
is
inch and a half.
An inch and a half. Okay, well, I try to. I exaggerate, right? I mean, I'm a half inch
it's
exaggerator.
It's going to feel like it's 2 inches deep when you eat it.
Yeah. That's my stomach, you know, everybody complains about getting full. So, but I mean, come on now.
So what's in this kitchen sink pizza?
That's pepperoni, sausage, mushroom, onions, green pepper, and cheese, and dough, and love,
not necessarily in that order. At Rocco's, the love comes first.
Yes, indeed.
I can tell that about you.
Yep.
You're a loving kind of guy.
I love to cook for people. Well,
that's quite obvious, because you're putting smiles on our faces. So I'm going to actually attempt to lift one of these slices of pizzas out of the box and onto this plate.
No,
And Kirk is going to talk while I try to commit this extraordinary act here.
Now, the question I have is deep dish. I mean, what would you say poundage? How much does that normally weigh? What do
they
normally weigh?
That's about a 4-pound pizza. We also sell stuffed pizza, which has like a crust on top. And
it's like a calzone kind of thing?
No, it looks a lot like this, but it has a little more cheese on top of the toppings than a thin crust.
Oh,
and
nice.
And then the sauce is on top of that. A large one of those regularly weighs in about 6 pounds.
Six pounds. All right, now let me ask you.
A lot of that's cheese, of course.
You know, there are eating contests all over the city for certain size things that are big like that. Do you have one of those spending chance?
No, it's probably a good idea, but
I think it'd be kind of fun.
I think every day is an eating
competitor
contest.
Here.
Come make a 10-pound pie you eat it in like 30 minutes or something fun like that. Who knows?
Now, I want to make sure that I'm following Chicago protocol, Rocco DeGrassi. Now, I've taken
you want to use a fork. You want to use a fork.
Oh, that's good. Okay, so I didn't know if he was going to be rolling his eyes, looking at me with a fork and a knife. This guy must not be from Chicago. You got to pick the thing up with your hands, but there's no way. It's not humanly possible.
You can eat the thin crust with your hands. That's what it's made for, but this is fork and knife territory.
Okay, so talk a little bit about the crust while I put this first bite into my mouth.
The secret to making a good deep dish crust is it's got to be a short crust, which means you want some fat in that crust.
Right.
And
right.
A lot of the places in Chicago use like margarine, or they used to use lard, I think, back in the old days. And
beautiful.
I don't think that's going on anymore. But we're using vegetable oil, and it does make it flaky. It does make it bubbly, and it's worth eating the crust. You don't leave it on your plate at my place.
Well, we've got one hungry listener who actually is calling in because he can't. I'm just guessing he can't contain his enthusiasm for Rocco's
Chicago. Hey, and Matt, let me interrupt. There was actually two callers, but I was talking to Brad, our caller, and the other one hung up. So call back if you have a comment for our guest.
Hey, okay, Brad. Good. Thanks, Mark. So we're going to go to a caller from line one. Is your name Brad?
That would be it.
Hey, Brad, welcome to On the Menu Live.
Yeah, thanks, Matt. How are you?
I'm doing great. So what's shaking? We're enjoying some great pizza. What are you doing this afternoon?
Well, I wish I was enjoying some great pizza, but I'm nowhere near Rocco's right now.
Oh, too bad, man.
So we're over at 4433 East Broadway now in the Jolt Tower. You know, if you hurry over here, we might give you a slice. Something tells me, you know what Rocco's is all about?
Oh, yeah. I fell in love with Rocco's lunch special back in about, I think it was about 2002, and I'm still addicted to it.
Man, so Rock, we got a fan here.
It's either I had to get the salad and the wings, or salad and slice, or the wings and the slice, depending on what I got going for the rest of the day.
Right, exactly. Might need to take a nap after the wings and the slice. Yeah.
So you can actually go to Rocco's and get a salad, Brad. Have you done that?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so my wife is probably listening. Yes, honey, I can go to Rocco's now. I got no butter and maybe a salad. I'm feeling healthy already.
And we don't skip on the salads; they're good too. We've got sun-dried tomatoes and oil-cured olives on there and everything.
So Brad, if you stick around in about another 3 minutes, I want you to have a hand at answering our trivia question, because if you want to call back and answer the trivia question, and if you get it right, you're going to be Rocco's guest for lunch or dinner. So thanks for calling into On the Menu Live, and maybe we'll hear from you in a few minutes.
All right, thanks, Brad.
Great, thanks.
Thanks for listening, Brad, and thanks for calling. So walk us through a little bit in a couple minutes about what your menu's all about, because this is not just this great deep dish pizza and just these wings. What kind of culinary experience are you offering your guests?
Well, we have a full line of beer and wine.
Oh, there we go. Now we're talking about stuff.
We got
Kirk's back.
Half dozen kinds of wine.
Food coma there.
And we do between a dozen and 2 dozen beers at any given time.
Oh, come on. Chicago, you got to have the old style, right?
Exactly.
Oh, you're doing the old style.
Oh, yes.
Great.
Heilemann's old style. $1.50 a can.
Whoa.
Sell 10 cases a week, and you're welcome to try one if you'd like it. And you can't beat it for $1.50. It's one of the best domestic beers at any price, as far as I'm concerned.
And that's just, I mean, are you saying $1.50, is that like, you know, Monday through Friday from 4 to... That's all the time?
Yeah, whenever we're open.
You were about to say 24/7.
Yeah,
I caught you. Because if anyone's going to go to Rocco's at 2 in the morning, it might be Kirk Jensen.
Oh, I'd be there.
And we just want to make sure that people know your hours of operation over there at 2707 East Broadway.
That's 11 to 10, Monday through Saturday.
11 to 10, Monday through Saturday, unless it's Super Bowl.
Every Super Bowl Sunday, we're open for your convenience. And please call in your orders ahead of time, because we get really busy.
Wonderful. Rocco's Little Chicago. We got to get over there, Kirk.
I'm going. I'll be there
tomorrow.
This
is pretty good stuff. So, Rocco,
the next day. And then
the next day. And people are talking about your patio, too. It's not just indoor dining. You actually have a little patio off to the side where you can enjoy, and you can dine al fresco.
Indeed, you can.
Great.
It's got, you know, room for about 20, 30 people out there. And
perfect.
Lots of vines. It's kind of like Wrigley in the summer.
Yeah, see, it's all done by design.
Yep.
All done by design. So, Rocco DeGrasse, you're a member of the Tucson Originals. Tell us a little bit about what the Tucson Originals means to you when it comes to, you know, helping to sort of support the local restaurant community.
Well, I'm just a new baby member, but I'm really excited to get in with them. And it's just exciting to be with. I went to one of their meetings, and it was great to meet a lot of the chefs and a lot of the owners in town and kind of hobnob with the big guys. And I just think it's a great opportunity for my customers who are familiar with us to get familiar with some of the other companies that are involved with it, and vice versa. You know, we would like to draw some of the customers of other Tucson originals to try us out.
That's wonderful. A rising tide lifts all boats, as we say, and you know, we need to support local. We need to support our independent restaurants. I mean, one thing you will never hear, the chef from the Red Lobster appear on the menu live, because we really are all about supporting this great kind of, you know, heartfelt, like you said, with love, the kinds of preparation, the kinds of ingredients, and the kinds of unique authenticity that you're going to get only from these locally owned independent restaurants in Tucson.
That's right.
So thank you for being a part of the Tucson Originals, and thank you for helping to feed me and to feed Kirk and to feed, you know, Brad, a listener, and to all of the people that are your big fans here across Southern Arizona. Well, the time has come, Rocco, to do the trivia question for this week. We have a gift card going out to the caller who thinks they know the answer to the trivia question, which is...
Wait. Before he jumps into the trivia question.
Yes?
I got a question. You got to be Chicago-based, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. That's all I want to know.
All right. All right. Here's the question. Okay. Are you ready?
We're ready.
All right. Everybody knows the Blues Brothers.
Classic
famous
movie.
Classic Chicago-themed movie. What make and model was the Bluesmobile?
Oh, great question. What make and model is the Bluesmobile in the Blues Brothers movie? If you think you know the answer to the question, give us a call here at 529-3508. That's 529-3508. If you think you know the answer to that question, and if you do, you're going to be Rocco's guest at Rocco's Little Chicago. We'll be right back.
Where's everyone meeting for the hottest dining, shopping, and nightlife in town? Main Gate Square, of course. Just west of the University of Arizona Main Gate on University Boulevard. A casual walk around the two-block square will take you to more than 50 of Tucson's most exciting restaurants, cafes, retailers, boutiques, and salons. Experience the best of international cuisine, including French, Thai, Greek, Indian, Irish, and a host of other restaurants representing virtually every corner of the globe. And when the sun goes down, Main Gate Square's the place to be for live music, dancing, wine and beer tastings, art exhibits, and other special events. And did I mention the shopping? Come see what all the buzz is about on University Boulevard between Park and Euclid. Visit www.maingatesquare.com to find out what awaits you today. By day or by night, there's always something here for everyone at Main Gate Square.
The biggest mistake in marketing and public relations is when people talk about what their products and services do, when they really should be talking about how they solve problems for their customers. That's what it takes to earn public trust in you and your organization. At Russell Public Communications, we work with clients all over the country to develop and implement effective PR strategies that earn their public's trust. Whether it's staging national press conferences, developing compelling and creative marketing campaigns, launching new products, or securing valuable media exposure, Russell Public Communications provides a depth of industry knowledge and real-world experience that is second to none. Find out how to put a Madison Avenue twist on your marketing campaign without leaving Tucson. Visit www.russellpublic.com or call us today at 232-9840. That's 232-9840. Russell Public Communications. Creative campaigns that connect, compel, and convert.
The Danish wine sensation Svend Wine has arrived in North America. Whether you're a devoted wine enthusiast or a casual wine drinker, enhance every wine experience with Svend Wine. Relying on European technology, Svend Wine maximizes the potential of every wine by aerating and decanting in one simple step. By circulating your wine through Svend Wine's patented helix, the wine's full potential is instantly realized. From your 1972 Chateau Lafite to your supermarket find, Svend Wine brings every bottle to life. There's no need to agonize over hours of decantation or grow frustrated with messy aerating devices. Simply attach Svend Wine to your bottle and taste the difference. Pick up your Svend Wine online at svendwine.com. That's www.svendwine.com. Svend Wine, think outside the bottle.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. This is Matt Russell from Russell Public Communications, sitting across from our celebrity co-host of the week, Mr. Kirk Jensen.
I'm some mouthful of pizza still.
We were just talking about putting olive oil in the pan as the pizza's being made. It gives it that crispy texture, but it's got a little creaminess to it. It's kind of got these sweet undertones, and this kitchen sink has got sausage and mushrooms and peppers and onions and love, and just this beautiful texturous sauce that's sort of ladled over the top of the pie. The cheese is down in there, and this is just, it's a symphony of flavors, Rocco. I've been looking for the excuse to use the word symphony on the show, and I think I just did it.
You know, the exterior part of this crust is tremendous. I mean, it breaks apart like, you know. It's beautiful.
It's beautiful. All right, shove that in your mouth because we've got got a full board because we obviously have some Blues Brothers enthusiasts. The question once again, Rocco, for our listeners is...
What make and model is the Bluesmobile?
The make and model of the Bluesmobile from the Blues Brothers, and calling on line one, who seems pretty confident. His name is Richard. Welcome to On the Menu Live.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Doing good. Richard, where are you calling from?
I'm almost home in Oro Valley.
Almost home in Oro Valley, reaching the people way up north. We're always glad to hear that. Hey, have you seen the movie The Blues Brothers?
Yes, I have.
And something tells me the sound in your voice, Richard, you might be a little confident. What say you, sir?
I think it's a big old Ford Galaxy.
Oh, I wish it was. I'm a big fan of the old Galaxies. Mom always had one, but it is not a Ford Galaxy.
Beautiful call. Sorry. Thanks for listening. Thanks for trying. That opens up a line here at 529-3508. We're going to go to line two. Ann, welcome to On the Menu Live.
Hi there.
What part of town are you calling from, Ann?
The center of town.
The center of town. I'm looking at my window. There you are. Hi, Ann. That's me.
Hi.
That's me. Anyway, what say you on the trivia question of the week?
I think it was an Eldorado Cadillac.
Okay, was not an Eldorado.
Not a Ford Galaxy, not an Eldorado Cadillac. And thanks for listening, and thanks for calling in. And you might want to try again, because that opens up a line at 529-3508. 529-3508. What make and model is the Bluesmobile? Sue is on line three. Sue, welcome to On the Menu Live.
Come on, Sue.
Thank you.
I can do it.
We got to do it, Sue. We got to do it for
the pizza.
We're counting on you, Sue. Let me ask you first. Have you been to Rocco's Little Chicago?
Oh, you bet.
Oh, so
the Heart Attack Special is our favorite.
That's right.
Oh, I love that.
You mean it gets better than this? I can't imagine.
Anyway, you seen Heart Attack Special?
Anyway, Sue, talk to me about the Bluesmobile.
I think it's a 1974 Dodge Monaco sedan.
Oh!
You are correct.
Oh, Sue, Sue, well done. Now, let me ask you, you think... that's pretty specific for just an off-the-cuff guess. Either you're
I have to admit, my son helped me.
Your son helped you. Okay, well, we're not going to ask exactly how the son did it, but you you won, and when you go, and let's hope that you take your son with you, because...
You know what? I'm planning to take him and his girlfriend this weekend.
All right. Excellent.
Very nice.
And do me a favor, when you go to Rocco's Little Chicago, make sure you introduce yourself to the man himself, because he wants to know that you're the winner. So stay on the line.
I will. Will you be there Saturday night?
All right.
Saturday night it is. All right, so listen, we're going to get your contact information, Sue. So hang on the line. Mark is going to get all your info. We're going to send that gift card out to you first thing tomorrow morning. Thanks again for listening.
Great, thank you.
So, wow, she had it going on, Rocco.
Excellent.
So I was looking at the line there, and it was littered across the board. They had like six callers calling. Yeah. I mean, everybody was trying for this.
It was a full board. So there are Chicagolanders alive and well here in Tucson. We got about 30 seconds to talk about dessert. You mentioned that your wife is actually making these cookies, and they're award-winning.
Absolutely.
Talk to me about these beauties that you brought in.
Quarter-pound chocolate chip cookies, Ghirardelli chocolate.
Big chunks
of walnuts.
Quarter pound cookies. Kirk is wrestling. Literally
real
wrestling
butter, real vanilla. You know, it's the real
butter,
deal.
Real butter, real vanilla. These are absolutely beautiful. Made there on site by your wife.
Every morning.
Every single morning. See why the Arizona Daily Star's readers have voted you the best cookie in Tucson. Hey, Rocco, this time seems to go by so fast, but what an honor it is to have you here in the studio.
Thank you very much for the opportunity. It's been a great time.
That's
Thank
Rocco's you. Little Chicago over at 2707 East Broadway. Go check them out. Tell them that you heard them on the menu live. Want to thank Rocco. Want to give a big thanks out to Aaron DeFeo from the Hotel Congress and Maynard's Market and Kitchen, talking about Agave Fest on May 5th. I'll be there. I hope to see you too. As always, Yvonne Fouché from Catavinos Wine of the Week is always a great guest. I want you to go out there and support her and her shop at 3063 North Alvernon. Take part of her tasting. And Kirk Jensen, our co-host, Welcome back. Matt. Always a pleasure. Yes, Mark?
Matt, what was the name of that car?
The name of the car, it's a 1974 Dodge Monaco.
Yes, awesome. Sir.
Dodge Monaco. If you missed any part of this show, I want to remind you that the entire show is going to rerun this Saturday at 12 noon on AM 1330. Until then, this is Matt Russell reminding you, if it's Thursday at 5, it's On The Menu Live. Have a great weekend.